One of our priests, Father Crosetan, at his first mass, he used this scripture. And he, in a beautiful way, he unraveled the serpent being raised and Moses asking people to look at it. And that was quite funny. I thought I'll try that too. The image he brought was, in Israel, they had trouble. The serpents attacked the Israelites. God asked, well, take a serpent, tie it on a something, and then you look at it, you'll be healed. And the image I think Crosetan used was, a kid burns his hand, a boy burns his hand touching the oven tray, trying to get the chicken out of the oven. Mom says, oh, burnt. And mom take something and tie the oven to it. Look at it. It will be healed. It's a funny way. So, you know, look at the serpent that just bit you and you will be healed. Or look at the cross. You know, my brother Rob Galea wrote a song, there is room for at the foot of the cross. It's like saying there is room for everyone at the feet of a missile. It's like the missile is killing everyone. It's a sign of violence. You know, a cross is, in Roman Persian understanding, cross is for cursed people. I know it's a strong word to use. Cross is for cursed people. Why cross? You are so cursed. You should not belong to heaven or the skies. You should not belong to earth. You should be suspended between heaven and earth. So much curse to you. And it is a form of violence. It is a form of killing. And we sing and glorify, even celebrate a feast saying, cross should be exalted. To understand the cross, we have to get into, somehow, through the scripture, into the heart of God. In the heart of God, there is a gravity. It's like he feels the gravity to come down. It's like something on the earth is pushing him or pulling him down to us. There is a gravity in the heart of God. If you read the scripture, I will bring you one example. To the people of Israel, he is going after them. Once he says, I have called you by name. You are precious in my eyes. Your name is written on my palm. When I think of you, Ephraim, my heart coils for you. My body pines for you. Even David, Psalm also, we read that. There is something that is pulling God to us. There is something, that is why Jesus sat at the well looking for a Samaritan woman. There is something in God that pulls to us. There is a gravity in him to me and to you. And that is behind the cross. But there is a gravity in our lives that I will call the black hole, the gravity in us. The black holes. Time and again, the God who comes to us, the one whose heart coils for us. The one whose heart is broken for us. But there are black holes in our lives. And everyone has got different black holes. It can be maybe an addiction in our lives. Maybe there is grief in my life. I lost someone. And the grief becomes a black hole. Every time I think about this person, my heart is filled with repugnance against God. Why did God take that him away from me? Every time the grief comes, I go into a black hole or a sense of abuse in my past. Every time I'm reminded of that, I go into this black hole where I hit myself. Every time I find myself doing again and again, being in an addictive pattern, I can't get out of my smoking. I'm addicted to alcohol. I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to illegal relationship. I'm addicted to sex. I find myself in this black hole. I'm addicted to money. I find myself in this black hole. People's stories are like that. Oh, a black hole of loneliness and isolation. No one to love me. I am not connected. There is no meaning into my life. I go into this black hole. And that is the biggest black hole anyone can go. Isolation and loneliness. When God's gravity is coming to us, He has to not only come to the earth, He has to go down into every black hole in the history of salvation. He has to go into the black hole of my loneliness. It's not enough. He comes and faces me. Hey, Bonnie, how is it going up there? I am not coming in there. But if He is a God who loves me, if He is a God who created me, He has to come down into my black hole. He has to meet me in my loneliness. If He is a God who loves me, He has to come into my rejection and meet me in my rejection. If He is a God who cares, He has to come into my abuse, failing, and He has to meet my in my abuse. If He is a God who heals, He has to come into my brokenness and meet me in my brokenness. He has to touch my wound. He has to feel the beat of my heart. He has to feel how I feel. He has to feel the way I am naked. He has to feel the way I am abused. Otherwise, He has to be crushed, dejected, depressed. He has to die like me. He has to be mortal like me. Then only I can say, I have a God. You know what He did? He did it. He came down into my black hole. And the instrument He used was the cross. This is the instrument He used. Finally, because of the gravity He feels to me, because of the immense attraction that He has to me, He used an instrument to reach me into the black hole, to reach me into my loneliness, to reach me into my rejection, to reach me into my poverty of love. And in that black hole, for a moment, I am one with my God, and that place is called the cross. This is the place where I find my God, one with me in my blackness, in my darkness, in my utter rejection. But from there, I rise. I rise touching His wounds. I rise seeing His broken heart. I rise with His tender love. You know that beautiful words, Matthew chapter 25. The other day I was praying with it. I was naked, You clothed me. I was in prison, You visited me. I was hungry, You fed me. I was rejected, You were my friend. When You did it to me, when You did it to one of Your brothers and sisters, You did it to me. This is where God is naked. This is where He became hungry. This is where He became rejected. This is where He became all alone. For whom? Saint Paul proclaims, Christ died for you and me. No more a person doesn't have to live in the black hole. This is why Christianity, even after turmoils of pressures in life, lot of abuse scandals, every time there is something against Christianity, but even then, why there are still people follow the crucified one? Why? Because they found out hope can rise out of death. How? Life can rise out of death. How? Hope can rise out of hopelessness. How? Faith can rise out of doubt. The only way, the only weapon we have is cross. We don't carry AK-47. We don't carry missiles. The only weapon we carry is the cross, where we proclaim, I find my God in my rejection. And if you feel rejected, please don't take the anger against society. Come with me to the cross. Let me help you. Let me introduce to you a God who can be one with you and who can take you out of that. That is why the cursed symbol is the exalted symbol. Christ brought life. Hugh and the team decided for the theme of the rally. We decided a theme called Such Love. This morning at the flight, I was praying, Lord, coming back from Melbourne, I was praying, Lord, give me what it is such love. So simply a thing came to me, just instantly came to me. Sincere, unconditional, compassionate, healing love. Such love. The descendant, he descended into our black holes. And with him, we ascended back into life. In our sufferings, we find meaning through him. In our death, we find life through him. In our rejection, we find a friend through him. He is Christ, Jesus the Lord, and his name shall ever be glorified. Amen.